That was Jealousy Radio, and now comes Queer Is Your Voice. You just heard Jimmy Little Scott singing. That's a singer, jazz singer, who had a certain disease which made his voice not come into puberty, since that's why he just kept this voice and is a very famous singer. Next show is about voice and voice manipulation. Yeah.
We need a jingle now.
And
where
now
do we have the jingle?
Now in the jingle.
A program on the voice, gender, and voice manipulation.
Queer and in Stimme.
A voice is full of complexity and sign.
A voice is full of complexity and signs. Just from reading a voice, you get a lot of information about the person speaking. What happens when the sound of the voice is separated from the body? When you can only hear the voice and not see the person speaking? Can you guess my age? My emotional state? Can you guess my gender? How old am I? How big am I? What color does my eyes have? Am I heterosexual? Am I self-confident? Am I happy? The voice is a queer phenomenon. The voice can be manipulated. It creates confusion if the voice doesn't match the expectations of the listener. The voice functions as a third space between the person using the voice and the listener. The voice operates as a mediator between body and language, which are both gendered spaces. If the person is not physically present, you create it yourself in form of, for example, a mobile phone, a GPS, or an image of a person you identify with the speaking voice. As my voice leaves me, it takes part of my body with it, the sound of its own production. And as it enters you, it tickles your eardrum and disrupts the tiny hairs of your inner ear. It is also distinctly not bodily, operating in the space between two bodies as sound waves. It must make the journey from my body to yours and exist at some point in this no man's land. For a voice to be sounded, it must leave the body and enter into your waiting ear. To hear is metaphorically to be impregnant with thought, tone, and sensation.
Hallo, 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 hallo. Hallo, 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 hallo.
Did anyone ever say to you that you sounded like a woman?
Ladies and gentlemen, what you are observing here are highly magnified examples or facsimiles of human sperm. Generation after generation of these tiny creatures have sacrificed themselves in their persistent, often futile attempt to transport the basic male genetic code. But where is this information coming from? They have no eyes, no ears, yet some of them already know that they will be bald. Some of them know that they will have small, crooked teeth. over half of them will end up as women. 400 million living creatures, all knowing precisely the same thing. Carbon copies of each other in a kamikaze race against the clock. Now, some of you may be surprised to learn that if a sperm were the size of a salmon, it would be swimming its 7-inch journey at 500 miles per hour. If a sperm were the size of a whale, however, it would be traveling at 15,000 miles per hour, or Mach 20. Now, imagine, if you will, 400 blind and desperate sperm whales departing from the Pacific coast of North America, swimming at 15,000 miles per hour, and arriving in Japanese coastal waters in just under 45 minutes. How would they be received? Would they realize they were carrying information, a message? Would there be room for so many millions? Would they know that they had been sent for a purpose?
What we just heard here was from a performance by Laurie Anderson from 84. Laurie Anderson is an American performance artist. She became famous in the 80s for her experimental music and performances, and for this iconic manipulation of her voice with electronic effects. She seemed to be hyper aware of the role of voice and outer appearance as a part of a gendered performance. And in this performance we just heard, called Mach 20, she manipulates her voice so she gets this deep male-like voice. Some feminists have criticized this as imitating a so-called voice of power. Sometimes when biologically defined women dress up in drag, there is the concern that they are using the male gender expression as a source of power, and that per definition being a bad thing, while it sort of devaluates their biological sex. I'll read a part of an interview with Laurie Anderson on this, and it's from 2011 and published in Get magazine, an American queer magazine. "Well, I've used male voices, but I certainly don't mean to have them evoke power. It's a little bit more the pomposity, I would say. When you start commenting on political things, there's a big element of ridiculousness and pomposity in it. Maybe I shouldn't be shifting that to men, but I wouldn't say it so much to evoke power, so much as this commentary on what gives you the authority to say that. It's more of a comment on power or a comment on point of view. I also think, you know, I had a missionary grandmother, and people spouting their opinions was not my favorite thing to hear. So I've made it into a bit of a cartoon voice. And it happens to be a male voice because pompous male is easier for me to imitate than pompous females. Not that there aren't any pompous females, but I think we do things in a slightly different way. For example, in terms of controlled situations, when you see a little girl playing with Barbie and Ken, you sometimes hear, 'Ken, go over and sit down. Now wear that blue blazer. Now I am with Barbie and I'm going to sit over here. Do this.' And you think to yourself, 'Wait a second, who's in control here?' I think it's very easy to define power and authority in traditional ways, and they are not always the most helpful way we have to describe what's going on. And now we'll hear a jingle or what?
Du lytter til den midlertidige radio for frisk luft og vand.
Whoops. Something happened? Maybe you should start it again from the beginning. Okay.
Can we just say where we are and what it is?
Yes. You're listening to the temporary radio for fresh air and a world with less walls. We are doing Queer Is Your Voice at the moment. And we are sitting in Kunsthal Aarhus in Aarhus and doing live radio on this 8 meter tall scaffold. And you can come and visit us in the studio.
Hej. Du lytter til den midlertidige radio for frisk luft og en vand.
Queer Is Your Voice.
I would read something if you could.
Oh.
Can you? This is a text from the Guardian website.
Guardian. In the Guardian.
The magazine? The newspapers?
It was years ago, during a late night student debate, when a female friend suggested I was losing the argument.
My voice had become too high. I can't remember for the life of me what the argument was about. But I do remember my feminist fury as I pointed out that I was always going to lose against my male opponent if that was how we were being judged. Researchers at a Canadian university have found that voters prefer lower-pitched voice, rating their speakers higher for attractiveness, leadership, potential, honesty, intelligence, and dominance! It's the issue of dominance
that is key to our voting decisions, apparently. Here's lead researcher Cara Teague of
McMaster University in Hamilton, Canada. Throughout our evolutionary history, it would have been important for our ancestors to pay attention to cues to good leadership because group leaders affected a person's ability
to survive and reproduce within a group. We're looking at it in a present-day, 21st century context. So she and her team asked 125 people to listen to 9
U.S. presidents, going back to Harry Truman, to judge higher and lower-pitched versions of their voices.
In all cases, they voted for the deeper tones. She refused to draw the link between this preference and the fact that there still hasn't been a female U.S. president. But did add,
I really just think that it just suggests that men with lower pitched voices may have some sort of advantage.
Political strategists have known this for a while and, funnily enough, my friend went on to do great things in the Labour Party.
Famously, Margaret Thatcher was advised to lower her tone, which she did to win the election in 1979. Do listen to the Meryl Streep part of that Today clip, she's brilliant. Talking to the Daily Mail, Streep, not a natural conservative supporter apparently, explained why she warmed to the
Iron Lady.
It's about the headmen. There are vestiges of people thinking women are not as bright and not as capable, and I think Margaret Thatcher
knew that, and so she over-prepared to make sure she knew everything that would ever be asked of her, and be 10 times more prepared than
any of her colleagues.
Which probably annoyed them.
It still annoys me to think of it. Some will argue that this research shows that men are preordained to lead us because of our cave roots.
Or is it more evidence that female politicians just have to try 10 times harder to overcome the fact that they would sound a little bit
girly?
In these situations where linguistic content cannot be understood. In these situations where linguistic content cannot be understood.
It becomes clear.
Why the voice is so powerful in communication.
Why the voice is so powerful in communication. It is mainly the vocal organs that transmit information regarding our identity.
It is mainly the vocal organs that transmit information regarding our identity.
And not the words themselves.
And not the words themselves.
It is mainly the vocal organs that transmit information regarding our identity, and not the words themselves.
What is our identity?
What is our identity?
And how is it reflected through voice?
What is our identity?
What is our identity?
What is our identity?
And how is it reflected through voice?
What features of the voice allow us to transmit so much information on who we are?
What features of the voice allow us to transmit so much information on who we are?
Who we are.
Who we are.
Who we are.
How do common judgments arise about speakers, and are they accurate?
How do common judgments arise about speakers, and are they accurate?
Are they language dependent?
Are they language dependent?
How are they reflected in the voice labels used?
How are they reflected in the voice labels used?
What is our identity?
Identity.
Identity. Identity.
Identity. What is our identity?
My voice is here. My voice is here, now. It's the voice that I have. It's this sound, this strength, this melody, this color. It is this space that it fills, and it is this place where I'm speaking from. It is this sound, it's this sound that I put out, this volume that I make. It's this sound that I'm showing to you right now, and this echo that it takes. It is this silence that happens when my voice is down. It is this voice that I have. I already said that. And I want you to listen what I say, whatever you think that it sounds like.
You that you sounded like a woman?
My first imitation will be a duck going in the water. Now, difference in temperament between two automobiles. First, an old Ford car. Second, Sir Malcolm Campbell's famous bluebird. A howling dog. Come here. A train load of cattle. Sounds in an airport. Now we're sitting in a compartment of an express train, and it has a speed of 65 miles, and then it stopped in the station. Baby.
That were voice imitations by Freddy Dosh.
A program on the voice, gender, and voice manipulation. Pop, 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 pop
That was Maya Ratje, a Norwegian noise artist who uses her voice for making noise.
And good day, ladies and gentlemen. Today, I would like you to think about the word dog. Then, I would like you to think about the meaning of the word dog. What is it that makes a dog? And what is it that makes a dog something different than a rabbit, a tortoise, or even a wolf?
Is it the tail? Or the fur, maybe?
But what if it loses the tail? Is it no longer a dog then?
Is it the fact that dogs are man's best friend? It lives with you and it serves you, and you can teach it to do tricks.
But my horse was my best friend for years.
And my parrot could talk and do tricks too.
Is it the four legs, maybe?
You're stupid! Cats have four legs too! A lot of animals have four legs!
Even a table has four legs.
I know it. It must be genetic. Of course. Everything is in the genes.
But how would I know? I've never actually seen a gene or a chromosome. And I'm pretty sure you haven't either. In fact, I don't really believe in genes. I think...
I know it. It barks. That's it.
But I've heard a cat bark.
You've heard it, or you've heard about it?
Heard about it, I guess.
And now we will listen to a tutorial we found on YouTube. And it's a tutorial with which you can practice to get a lower voice or a higher voice.
Wasting your time, Dr. Nico was forced to tell him.
Do that, and do that literally, like, for an hour and a half. Keep doing that.
It's a horrible joke, but Dr. Nico didn't laugh until your Sarian came to him one mission later and played it again.
It sounds silly, but hey, it really helps. If you're like me, like, I don't want to do that in front of people so much, so I do it at the apartment when no one's here and with the windows closed. But yeah, do that, and do that for about an hour, hour and a half, and you're going to see how your voice is going to consistently, it's going to like go to a higher pitch, and then innately you're going to start speaking like that. It's harder at first, and honestly it's easier as it comes along. Other tricks that I learned are... What you're going to want to do is, when guys speak, they speak kind of like from their chest here. Women speak more here. So you should feel, if you want to know if you're speaking more feminine or not, you should feel vibrations here in your neck, not down here. You should feel them up here, exactly. And if you have a friend who's a girl, ask her when she talks, where does she feel vibrations in her chest or her neck? She's going to say most probably her neck. And if you ask a guy, they're going to probably say their chest.
but you can't wake up. You try to touch it, but you can't wake up. You're holding ice and you don't wake up. Increase the size and you don't wake up.
I do it backwards, but I don't wake up. Try to reverse, but I don't wake up. I sit astride, but I still don't wake up.
You Make Me Like Charity by The Knife.
And before that, you heard a clip from a guide on YouTube. There are thousands of guides on YouTube how to manipulate your voice from feminine to masculine or from masculine to feminine in order to get the desired match between gender appearance and voice. And the guide you heard before was how to manipulate your voice from masculine to feminine, or from low to high pitch.
And next, we're listening to a part of a casting show from the US. It's called American Idol.
Next on contestant row was Matthew Miller.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Matthew.
Oh, hi, Matthew.
Hi, Matthew. Hi. So why are you here today?
Oh gosh, I'm here because it has always been my dream to be a singer.
And you love Kelly.
I love Kelly, yes.
Wow.
I adore her.
Wow, okay. Well, what are you going to sing for us today?
Before Your Love by Kelly Clarkson.
Oh.
Oh, cool.
Go for it.
I never lived before your love. I never felt before your touch. I never needed anyone to make me feel alive. But then again,
Oh my god. I'm jealous of you.
Did anyone ever say to you that you sounded like a woman?
Yes, I get that a lot.
All the time.
Yes, I've sang at church and one lady came up to me one time and she's like, you know, I was sitting there and I was closing my eyes and I just thought, oh, this beautiful voice, it must be a skinny black woman. And then I opened my eyes and saw
you. You sound like a skinny black woman. Wow. Oh.
Oh my God. I don't know what to say. Simon,
I don't know what to say either.
Simon, you can say everything on this one.
I feel Matthew has more important decisions to make in his life because we're not sure whether it's Matthew or Martha.
To feel
Hallo, 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 hallo. Hallo, hallo. Pom 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 pom.
Not gay as in happy, but queer as in fuck you. Not gay as in happy, but queer as in fuck you. Not gay as in happy, but queer as in fuck you. Not gay as in happy, but queer as in fuck you. Not gay as in happy, but queer as in fuck you. Not gay as in happy, but queer as in fuck you. Not gay as in happy, but queer as in...
And now we're going to move on out. Now, ladies and gentlemen, quiet, and everything's going to be easy, greasy. Right now, it's real soft. Because, after all, here's a guy who really gave whipped cream its personality. It's the voice with the kiss. It's that regal recording artist himself. None other than... Little Jimmy, everybody's somebody's fool. Scott, hold on to what you got. Let's give him a fine welcome. Round of applause to New Orleans. How about you?
Take my lips, I'll never use them. Take my your goodbye. Leave me with eyes that cry. How can I go on day without you? You took the part that once was my heart. Why not take all of me?
Yeah.
song we're gonna play will be from Wendy Westheim, and I'm gonna read from her website now. Voice. The voice is a clear manifestation of the self. As we gain access to, acquaint ourselves with, and expand the voice, we simultaneously do the same with ourselves. Therefore, working on the voice can be profoundly empowering, healing, and transformative process. First and foremost, one must develop a relationship with our voice. We must learn how to listen to and get to know our voice. Within the voice, we can embrace and learn from the comfortable, easy spaces, as well as the seemingly troublesome, cracked, and deeply informative spaces. Once that relationship to the voice is established, we can begin to explore the vast geography of the voice, with all the sounds it can make and all the places it can go. Anyone and everyone can have a full and connected speaking voice. Anyone and everyone can sing.
Just stay with me and rest my thoughts and rest.
A program on the voice, gender, and voice manipulation.
This was
the program Queer is Your Voice with Noise Voice.
From the temporary radio we send live from the Kunsthal Aarhus from a 7 meter or almost 8 meter high scaffold in the White Cube. Out to you. And yeah, the show Queer is Your Voice was imported from Hamburg. From what is our show called again?
Saturday between 11 and 12.
Now called Radio Perfect.
Because our shows are always perfect.
Perfect.
Very perfect. Thanks for listening.